My life's in you, my strength's in you, my hope's in you, in you.
This is a presentation of the Durham Church of Christ in Durham, North Carolina. We are located at 5224 Wake Forest Highway. If you are ever in the Durham area, we hope that you will come by and visit us.
I'm in the Glory Land Way. What a blessing it is to be able to walk in the light as He is in the light. 1 John 1 and verse 7. What a blessing it is to be right with God because of Jesus Christ and the gospel and obedience to it. And what a blessing it is to be able to worship Him because of such. It is the very end of 2013, and it was about a year ago that we stood here and wrapped up 2012 and began the year 2013. We presented ourselves with an examination of ourselves, of the congregation, and presented ourselves with some challenges. And as we now approach the end of this year, we can take another examination, another survey, and ask ourselves whether or not we have met those challenges. Are we stronger today than we were at the beginning of the year 2013? And as we think about this and take a survey of it for our own lives, let us consider how we can grow and become stronger for the year 2014. The elders have been looking for greater participation amongst the congregation. I have been looking forward to this sermon and been looking forward to participating in a greater aspect within the congregation. Yes, I stand before you and preach, but that does not mean I cannot do more. And we look at the Scriptures and we see that God has commanded us to grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. 2 Peter chapter 3 and verse 18. If God has told us to grow, that means there's never going to come a time when we can no longer grow. There's never going to come a time when we are going to cease from increasing in our love and our passion for Jesus Christ. Paul tells the Thessalonians in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4 in verses 9 and 10. He says, "But as touching brotherly love, ye need not that I write unto you, for ye yourselves are taught of God to love one another." He tells them, he says, "Brethren at Thessalonica, you are loving one another. You don't need me to write to you that you ought to love one another. You're doing a good job doing so." But notice verse 10. "And indeed ye do it toward all the brethren which are in all Macedonia. But we beseech you, brethren, we beg you, brothers, that ye increase more and more." Yes, they were doing a good job, but Paul was telling them, Paul was challenging them to increase even more in their love for the brethren. How can we increase in our love for God? How can we increase in our service for God? How can we be better children for God? So that when the end of 2014 rolls around, and Lord willing, we are here once again preaching another sermon to wrap up the year 2014, we can examine ourselves and say, "Yes, I pushed myself. Yes, I did some things that were uncomfortable that I never would have thought I would have done, but I went for it and I tried and I gave it my best based upon the Scriptures, and I am now stronger because of it." And how can I grow even more then in 2015? Let us consider some ways that we can grow individually and as a congregation. Jesus has commanded us in Mark chapter 16, in verses 15 and 16, "Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved." In 2 Timothy chapter 4 and verse 2, Paul tells Timothy, "Preach the word. Be instant in season, out of season. Reprove, rebuke, exhort with all longsuffering and doctrine." Now you might hear those verses and you might say, "Yes, preacher, that's your job. You go take care of the preaching. You go take care of the evangelizing. I can't stand before a public crowd and preach. I can't stand before a group of strangers and try to teach them the gospel. I just don't have what it takes." And true, maybe you don't have that ability. If I stood before you this morning and tried to lead us in song, you would see that I just cannot sing. And maybe singing and leading singing is not my best role. So yes, it is true. You may just not have the ability to publicly teach and preach, but let us challenge ourselves to consider how we can be involved in evangelism. We do something at the Durham Church of Christ called Soul Seeking Saturday. You may be very familiar with this. You may be a member and think you may have heard this once or twice. You might not know what it even is. Soul Seeking Saturday is something that we do once a month. We come together on a Saturday and we assemble around as those who have showed up to stuff these bags right here. And in these bags has material and information regarding the Lord's church and invitations regarding Bible study. We have here a card regarding our service times and our location and some information about our website. We have here a tract that has been authored by our brother Alan Webster. My Preacher Says, and it points out distinctions regarding the Lord's church as compared to all the many erroneous denominations that exist throughout our society and throughout this community. We then have a pamphlet flyer that we print that says, if you don't know you are saved, you are lost. Be sure of your salvation today. Study with us. Invitation for Bible study. Now, you may not feel comfortable to do what we do on Soul Seeking Saturday, which is to go around from door to door and hang these pamphlets, these bags. As you can see, there's a hole in the bag and it hangs very nicely on a door handle. Half the people don't ever answer the door. More than half don't ever answer the door. And sometimes there are certain occasions where we're not allowed to solicit, so we just simply hang the bags. We don't even knock the doors. But even still, you may either not feel comfortable doing such, or you may be physically unable to do such. However, you are able to assist us in our efforts to prepare these bags. Because, see, in our efforts to pass out 400 of these a month, someone has to stuff the bags. Someone has to prepare the material and get it ready so that when the next month comes and we have the need to go out and pass this information out, the information's ready to be passed out. How many months are there in the year 2014? There's 12. Can you commit yourself to 12 soul-seeking Saturdays? Now, there's 365 days in a year, and you might say, well, preacher, I have a lot of stuff going on. We have a lot of things going on as a family. We hardly get any family time. Great! What an opportunity to participate in the Lord's work as a family, teaching our children and encouraging one another in the Lord. Folks, it's not burdensome. The Lord's commands are not grievous, as John tells us. It is a joy to serve the Lord. Philippians 4 and verse 4. When we come together and we prepare this, we are creating a stronger bond with one another through the blood of Christ by doing His work. Can you spare 12 days out of the year? What about Bible correspondence courses? See, when we pass this information out, one of the things on that flyer says, free Bible correspondence courses. And yes, we have some in this community that take advantage of that, but really, we have folks all over the world that take advantage of our two Bible correspondence courses. Really, now we have three, and actually we have four because we had some before we even got here. We have many Bible correspondence courses that we are able to send out into the world to preach the gospel. But the thing is, all these hundreds of Bible correspondence courses need managing. And we can learn how to manage that by going to our website. We can go to backtothebiblecourse.com or theinternationalbiblecourse.com, or we have Bible course material here that has been used in the past and new material that we put on the foyer table out there that we can use and manage. But we're going to be trying to set up easier ways so you don't even have to click print on your computer. You can just come into the building and gain the material in order to manage courses. Everything's provided free for you to send out and for the student to send back. Can you spare yourself? Can you participate in managing our Bible correspondence courses? What about jail ministry? Now, you might hear that and say, well, there's no way I'm ever going to be able to participate in that. I'm not going to the jail. They might just keep me there. That might be what you're thinking. But guess what? You don't have to go to the jail to do the preaching. There are folks needed in the jail to say a prayer. There are folks needed in the jail, folks of our number, that go, that could maybe lead song. You could go just for encouragement. I can't tell you how much of a blessing it is to be able to walk in that jail with another brother in Christ, even if it is completely silent in regards to his participation. Just his presence is an encouragement. And you'll be surprised. Sometimes you might just be fired up enough, you might have something to say regarding the Lord's work and His will. And yes, ladies, this is something that you can participate in as well, because there are lady-only cells. The men have had the opportunity, I believe, only once to go in there. And guess what? When we go into the men's cells, they have a separate small little room where maybe about 5 to 7 folks come in who sometimes don't even appear to be interested. They just wanted a change of atmosphere. But you know, when we go into the ladies' cells, the entire community area is filled with almost every woman in that pod, sometimes 40 women. But we were told when we had the opportunity to go in there, guess what? You usually cannot come in here as men, but we don't have any other choice, so we're going to let you in here. But we don't have any other women to participate in this effort. This might be something that you can do. What about our efforts in soul-seeking regarding Durham Ridge? By the way, jail ministry, Durham Ridge, and soul-seeking Saturday are all the same. We do it 12 times a year. We have 2 groups in jail ministry. One group goes each month. So if you did it, you'd go once a month. That's 12 times. Durham Ridge, what we're about to get into, we only go once a month. That's 12 times. Soul Seeking Saturday, once a month. That's 12 times. Durham Ridge is an opportunity to participate in a devotional service where you can sing, you can pray, some preaching is done, and those residents come who want to hear the Bible, who want to hear the gospel. But likewise, it's an opportunity for us to reach out to the workers. Sometimes you might look about and see the residents and say, well, they're asleep. They don't look like they're even aware of what's going on. Why are we here? Well, the workers are there. They're listening. And sometimes there are residents who are able to hear and who want rides to our services. Folks, if we have the mindset that evangelism is someone else's job, we're not doing our duty as Christians. You can think about that song we just sang, I'm in the way, the Glory Land way, telling the world that Jesus saves today. I'm in the Glory Land way. We can't be in the Glory Land way without telling the world that Jesus saves today. Paul tells the Colossians in Colossians chapter 4, he says, with all praying also for us, verse 3, that God would open unto us a door of utterance to speak the mystery of Christ, for which I am also in bonds, that I may make it manifest as I ought to speak. Paul here, an apostle, is saying, you pray for us that we can have an open door to preach the gospel. Then does he go on and say, and you know what? I'm an apostle. I'm the one preaching full time. You don't worry about it. You just take a seat. No, he goes on in verse 5 and says, walk in wisdom toward them that are without, redeeming the time. Let your speech be always with grace, seasoned with salt, that you may know how you ought to answer every man. Why are they having to answer every man? Because they too are evangelizing. They too are reaching out into the lost world. How are you participating in the evangelization of the city of Durham this year? If you feel as though it's lacking, what a great opportunity to revamp yourself for 2014. And don't have the mindset that, yeah, it seems as though there are several participating in these activities. So I'm gonna sit back and let all those participating so we don't become overwhelmed with too much participation. Guess what, folks? There's no such thing as too much participation in the Lord's church. It doesn't exist. If we have too many folks in one category, guess what? That gives us the opportunity to expand and increase even more, just as Paul was telling the Thessalonians. How are you assisting in the evangelization of the city of Durham? Number 2, teaching. It is the duty of the church to teach and instruct herself. We think about what Paul told Timothy in 2 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 2. And the things that thou hast heard of me among many witnesses, the same commit thou to faithful men who shall be able to teach others also. See, teaching is something that all must engage in some way or another. And when we think about what happens when we don't teach, we think about Hebrews chapter 5. And rather than growing, we begin to decline. Because if you don't use it, you lose it. Folks, I've noticed that in my own life. If I learn a biblical topic and concept, if I learn a spiritual truth by studying my Bible and I don't go out and begin to declare it to as many people as I can, guess what? I start to lose it. I start to forget it. I begin to fail in applying it to my own life. But we see the Hebrews writer tells us in Hebrews 5 verse 12, "For when the time ye ought to be teachers, ye have need that one teach you again, which be the first principles of the oracles of God, and are become such as a need of milk and not of strong meat. For everyone that useth milk is unskillful in the word of righteousness, for he is a babe, but strong meat belongeth to them that are of full age, even those who by reason of use have their senses exercised to discern both good and evil." We want to be able to do that, don't we? We want to be able to grow, to be able to use our senses, to be able to reason with our senses and discern both good and evil, to feast upon strong meat. Well, if we want to do so, we must challenge ourselves and see how we can teach. How can we teach? Well, we can teach in Bible classes. We may not feel comfortable right away teaching a class, leading a class, but we can assist Bible class teachers. Guess what? Especially in the children's classes, teachers need help. I mean, I know this just from being a parent. It's hard to be around two, much less six or seven. To be an assistant to a Bible class teacher is not something to just be pushed to the side and ignored. No, it's a great opportunity to be engaged in the teaching of the gospel. Likewise, we can teach in things such as Daughters of Light or the Ladies Podcast, where we have women that come together to teach and edify one another in the truth. These are opportunities that we have at this congregation to teach one another in the Lord. But number three, we can grow in our serving and in our sacrifice. Paul tells the Romans in Romans chapter 12 in verse 1, he says, "I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present yourselves a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service." Present your bodies a living sacrifice. There are opportunities that we have to do good unto all men, and we must be seeking those opportunities. Galatians 6 and verse 10. We have opportunities to do good unto our very own brethren, especially those of the household of faith. Galatians 6 and verse 10. And if we look and open our eyes, we will see that those opportunities are screaming out at us. Take, for example, the building cleanup sign-up sheet. You know, we still have an empty space on there, as far as I know, from this morning. Now, someone may have gone back there after services started and put their name down. I don't know. But we still have an empty space. As a matter of fact, we have some families who have signed up more than once. What a great opportunity to grow in our service for the Lord by cleaning the building. Or what about visiting widows? And when I say visit, I mean it in the biblical sense, not just popping in to say hello. James tells us in James 1 verse 27, "Pure religion undefiled before God and the Father is this, to visit the fatherless and widows in their affliction and to keep himself unspotted from the world." That word visit means to tend to the need of. Widows who may have a need, who may have any kind of need. Sometimes we don't know because we don't ask. Can we challenge ourselves this year to take it upon ourselves to constantly be asking a widow if there's anything that she needs? What about visiting, that is again, caring for the sick? There are some in our congregation who struggle with sickness on a regular basis. It is something that they are going to probably have to endure for the rest of their life. sometimes we're not able to see them here as often as they would like to be here and as often as we would like to see them because of their illness. But you know, they still want fellowship with brethren. They still want encouragement. They still want members to be caring for them. And when Jesus tells us what He does in Matthew chapter 25, beginning of verse 31, we'll notice that this is not being instructed to the preacher and the elders and the deacons. No, this is being instructed to God's children, this parable. Jesus says, "When the Son of Man shall come in His glory, and all the holy angels with Him, then shall He sit upon the throne of His glory. And before Him shall be gathered all nations, and He shall separate them one from another, as a shepherd divideth his sheep from the goats. And He shall set the sheep on His right hand, but the goats on His left. Then shall the King say unto them on His right hand, Come ye blessed of My Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world." What is He going to go on and tell them that they did? "For I wasn't hungered, and ye gave me meat. I was thirsty, and ye gave me drink. I was a stranger, and ye took me in. Naked, and ye clothed me. I was sick, and ye visited me. I was in prison, and ye came unto me." Then shall the righteous answer Him, saying, "Lord, when saw we Thee an hungered and fed Thee, or thirsty and gave Thee drink? When saw we Thee a stranger and took Thee in, or naked and clothed Thee? Or saw we Thee sick or in prison and came unto Thee?" And the King shall answer and say unto them, "Verily I say unto you, inasmuch as ye have done it unto the least of these My brethren, ye have done it unto Me." See, we have to remember, when we're serving the Lord in this capacity, we're not really serving the One that we're actually doing the good toward. No, we're serving the Lord. Proverbs 19 and verse 17, "He that hath pity upon the poor lendeth unto the Lord." When we do good unto the sick, when we care for them, when we go into the jails and try to preach the gospel, when we tend to those who have need, whether it be because of physical ailments or whether it be because of financial difficulties, we are doing it unto the Lord, not unto them. Now, yes, they're benefiting, but ultimately it is service to God. Can you commit yourself this year to paying attention and focusing upon members of this flock, sheep within this fold, that are sick and that are in need of care? Or what about ways in which we can serve the Lord when it comes to our worship services? Even this morning, you saw that we had a mix-up regarding our Lord's Supper. And you know what happens? But sometimes it appears as though the same folks, time and time and time and time again, are participating in such activities such as preparing the Lord's Supper. You again might have rejected so many of these things and said, "I just simply cannot do that." Well, I challenge you and believe that you can, and I know the Lord believes that you can. But when it comes to preparing some bread and filling up some cups with grape juice, something that takes 10 minutes, I assure you it is something that you can do. It is an opportunity to serve the Lord. You might be wondering, well, who do I go to? Who do I talk to about this? Well, our brother Scott Bear is over the worship assembly, over directing our worship in regards to organizing it. So he would be the one that we would go to. In regards to the building cleanup and how we can participate and help with the building and management of the building, we can go to our other brother, Joey Whaley, who's a deacon over the building. In regards to benevolence and other areas in which we can help folks, we can go to either Justin Collier or Joey. These are folks that we can access and ask, "How can I help?" And I promise you, there are areas that have need that they will let you know as to how you can help. Can you challenge yourself this year to grow in your evangelism efforts? Can you challenge yourself this year to teach the brethren the Bible? Can you challenge yourself this year to serve the household of faith and all men? I hope that you'll do so. And I hope that when we have this sermon at the end of 2013 or the beginning of 2014, you can look back and we can all look back together and say, you know what? I set some goals. I failed at some, but I tried at all of them. And I'm stronger today because of it. If you're here this morning and you have a pet sin, that is, you're allowing sin to reign in your mortal body, Romans 6 and verse 12, you're living a lifestyle of sin, don't wait for the new year to put it up. Put it up this morning. Put it away. Ask for prayers of the congregation. Repent and come home. Let us assist you. If you're not yet a Christian, not yet a child of God, it's because you've yet to be baptized into Christ. You've yet to put on Christ, as Paul tells us in Galatians 3, 26 and 27. Start the new year right by being a child of God. Start the new year right by having a relationship with God and the hope of an eternal home in heaven. Be baptized into Jesus for the forgiveness of your sins based upon your belief and confession in Him. We're here to assist you in any way that we can with any spiritual need that you may have. If you need to come forward so that we can do so, we hope that you will. As all together, we stand and sing.